For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The focus of this year's Fancy Farm Picnic was, of course, the Senate race, trying to unseat incumbent Mitch McConnell. And just as attendees can always count on barbecue, bingo, and hot weather at Fancy Farm, they can also count on a raucous crowd shouting down those politicians they disagree with. One of those this year was Pearl Taylor, there to support McConnell. I asked the Warren County businesswoman what led her to make the trip this year if the McConnell campaign schooled them in what to say and do.
They didn't even know I was there as a supporter. I had been a Democrat for 48 years. And when the presidential nominations were in, and I've been a Democrat most of my life. Then when the presidential campaign came along, then that's when I decided no way was I going to put up with Obama for another year.
So you switched over to the Republican.
Yes, I did. And I think, you know, people are going to have to look and listen. And I think that's what, you know, you're trying to be faithful to your party. But the fact is that you've got to listen to the person. Are they going to be the best person for that job or not? And when we got there, it was just exciting, you know. If you just go one time, you get the excitement in you. And it's a chance to listen.
But actually, that's a good point. You've mentioned that a couple of times about listening to the right person, listening to the candidates. With the way the McConnell supporters carried on, you could barely even understand or hear what Allison Lundergan Grimes or some of the other Democrats were saying, with the McConnell supporters chanting and purposely trying to drown out the Democratic speakers.
I know it, and that's true, and I was one of them.
How did you know to keep up the constant chanting during a Democrat speech and what to say? And, you know, were you given a briefing on the bus or?
No, there was no briefing. They didn't tell you what to do, when to do it. When we got there, they did have some chairs up there, and we got there early enough that I got up in the front, and so did my friends. And nobody told us what to do, when to do it, or how to do it.
But it seems like your group's expressed purpose there Saturday was to drown out the Democratic speakers.
I don't know what to say about that, but except that I am just really heartbroken about the way the Republicans are not being aggressive enough and enthused about our government and say, you know, we the people, we want our say-so, and we should be able to do that. We want our say-so.
Well, and you certainly had your say-so there Saturday afternoon, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your group, you were talking about aggressive.
Yeah,
and,
but I don't know, but they were all different. If it wasn't for those young kids, you wouldn't have had that kind of. I'm telling you, that's our future, is these people these young people are there being aggressive, being enthused, because they really believe. And if you really believe, you're going to support with all your might.
So the bottom line is you're glad you went to Fancy Farm and participated in it the way you did, and you think you and your group may have done some good for Fancy Farm this year?
I hope so. I hope we did. It's just that you got to be strong and you got to believe and you got to be enthused about your party or enthused about the person that's running.
And Pearl Taylor says she plans to be front and center at next year's Fancy Farm as well. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.